This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, everybody. How are you? We are live at Wayland Brewing. I keep saying, I want to say brewery and brewing. So I gotta get that extra R out of there. It's Wayland Brewing right here in Orchard Park. Sal Capaccio with you. Glad to be with you on a great, great Friday. How about that? Day number two of the NCAA tournament. How about yesterday? We get day number one. I basically put out there my brackets, 697 complete brackets. Entered in, Josh. 697 complete brackets, I think it was. Maybe 694. We had 1,000 people actually put their names on a bracket. Over 1,000, but close to 700 complete brackets. How about that? Pretty cool, right? When you think about that?
Yeah, that's a lot of people out there that are just, you know, hoping for the best and having all their, you know, dreams crushed in the first game of the day. Most of them. Like, for me, I picked Louisville, and that did not go well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and like,
what did you pick? I'm sorry, you picked who?
Half my brackets, I picked Louisville. The other half, I picked Creighton. And the ones I really cared about, I picked Louisville. So that was not a great result for me.
Well, listen, that's going to happen, especially with 8-9 games, right? I mean, everybody's going to be losing some of those 8-9 games. So you just have to keep the faith and stay with it. You don't want to lose a team that you have going on a long way. It's fine if your team loses early. Like, you're going to have a lot of teams that lose. As long as you don't have Louisville, like, going into the Final Four, that's what really kills you. You can't have a team. Like, I got a little bit nervous. I have Auburn winning it all in my bracket. And I got a little bit nervous. Auburn had, like, it was like a two-point game with, like, 2 minutes left in the first half. And then they go on a huge run. It's 10 points at halftime. You're feeling better about that. Michigan last night had to survive. If you had Clemson advancing on, if you're an ACC fan, you have Clemson, I'm sorry. If you had them advancing on, that was McNeese State, what they did to Clemson last night. Clemson has this big comeback. I kind of tuned out of it. We had some stuff going on. Max had an event for hockey and baseball, then hockey. So I kind of checked in on the game. Clemson was down big. I'm like, wow, McNeese State is just, you know, just running them out of the gym. And all of a sudden, I look and they lose by two. Now, I know they didn't ever really have a chance to tie it at the end. They did get a bucket at the end as the time expired to get within two. But I saw that happen as well. So after day number one of the SalSportsCBSSports.com bracket, which I am going to award the winning person $100 to the NCAA online shop. If you're second place, you're going to get $50 a gift card to the NCAA online shop, and third place gets $25 out of the goodness of my heart because I'm just a nice guy. We're going to do that today for the winner. And here are the leaders after day number one. Just day one, okay? We got Lucas Jones in first, who has Connecticut winning it all. You know what I love about the leaderboard, Josh, is all the leaders, the top one, two, three, four, five people have somebody different winning the whole thing, all right? And this is after day number one, which is really cool, right? So Lucas Jones is in first, has Connecticut winning it all, 99 points. Then Dennis Wepner, 98, has Duke winning it all. Neil Bomber, 97, has Alabama. My buddy, who's a coach down in Florida, actually, a football and basketball coach, Sean Huber, 95 points. I texted him like, dude, you're like out of 700 people, fourth place in my pool right now, 95 points. He's got the Gators. And then Anthony Negrelli, 94 points, has Michigan State winning it all. So we got a lot of different things and people, you know, different kind of teams winning it all here for people who are up near the top. I mean, I hate to start on a negative, but what about last night? What about, I think that's a movie name. I think that might be a movie name or something. About Last Night is the name of a movie or a show or something like that, right? About Last Night, Josh, oh my gosh. I mean, you know, the other day, Jeremy did something on the radio that talked about how a team, like, if you thought your team ever hit rock bottom, you didn't know rock bottom until what this team did in Europe. Did you hear that story? You were on with them, right? You heard that story about that team in Europe and what they did?
Yeah,
the soccer team?
That was rough.
With the moment of silence? Did you hear that when Jeremy was talking about it?
Yeah, it was bad.
So Jeremy tells this story the other day on the air. Yeah, he says, if you think your team ever hit rock bottom, you don't know because this one team in Europe, apparently, and I don't remember the name, but I'm listening to the story and as I'm driving, and he said that they had a moment of silence for a former player who passed away. Well, it turned out the player never actually passed away. So they had this moment of silence. Like, that is rock bottom. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe you did that, right? Somebody got really bad information. So that is truly rock bottom. But last night, the Sabres find yet another way to make you go, I can't believe that just happened. But at this point, you kind of can believe it just happened. And I was with it. Did you watch the entire game last night? Remember we talked about this. Did you stay with the entire game last night, Josh?
No, I actually went to bed after the first period, and it was a great surprise for me this morning waking up. And the first five posts I see on Twitter are, wow, the Sabres scored an own goal. And then like a Sabres account going, guys, how did we do this? And then another like national account going, oh, wow, look at this. The Sabres scored an own goal. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, it was just such a great way to wake up this morning and start my Friday off on the right foot. Like, just what another like, and it's, I think you tweeted out this morning, it's just kind of funny, like the year of crazy goals. We had a goaltender from the Penguins score on the Sabres on an empty net, and then the Sabres score on themselves on an empty net.
It's just
crazy.
I know, and I wrote that last night. I said in the same season the Sabres have scored in their own empty net from their own offensive zone, by the way, let's remember that. Right? Their own offensive zone. They throw the puck back and it goes all the way in the net. And then they also had a goalie actually score a real goal in them. These are not two fluky goals either. Like sometimes goalies have scored in the NHL over the years. We've seen some goalies literally shoot it down the ice like what happened against the Penguins when that happened with the Sabres. But generally when a goalie has scored in the NHL, a lot of times it's he's the last person to touch it. Something happens. That's happened as well. This was a legit goalie goal shooting it down the ice. This was what, maybe 2 months ago, I remember when it was. It was the night before a Bills game. I was out with a buddy of mine who was in town. And I remember watching it, actually. We were out at a place and watching it. So I remember that happened a couple months ago. And then last night, can you play the audio here, Josh? You have the audio, right? Because I think the most amazing part about the audio, and I think it's everybody, every Sabres fan is Rob Ray during the audio. Every Sabres fan is Rob Ray because leading up to the audio, you're going to play it. But I don't think you hear the part, because I've heard it this morning when you played it. Early in this sequence, what happens is, in case people didn't see it, the Sabres are down. There's about a minute and a half left. They have pulled James Reimer already. So they're down 3-2. They pull James Reimer. They're on a 6-on-5 essentially with no goalie. Then there's a delayed penalty that's coming to the Utah Hockey Club. And Rob starts saying on the air, give him the puck. Give him the puck. He's saying because you want to stop it so you get a full, you know, minute and a half of just going, you know, 6-on-4 basically, even though it's going to be no goalie. Give him the puck, he's saying. And then this happens.
Buffalo, a high stick in front. Doesn't appear to have been called.
Give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Give him the puck.
Sabres throw it away, and this is going to maybe go into the net, off the boards. Oh, my goodness, it did.
Give him the puck.
I mean, the last bit there, the last four words by Rob Ray are all of us, right? I mean, because we're like, give him the puck. Like, that's just, it's a microcosm of things that have happened. And with this organization and where they've been and what has happened over the last, I guess, 14 years, but really maybe more recently. And I don't know. There's nothing left to really say about it, right? I come on the radio here. We could talk about it. What are you going to do? You're going to call up and go, ha ha, yeah, I don't know. You're going to do that? You're going to call up and say, fire Kevin Adams, fire Lindy Ruff, sell the team? What? What are we doing? We've exhausted all of this. I think last night was just another one of those, it's SMH, facepalm, whatever. I can't believe this just happened. But at the same time, you almost can believe it because these are the things that have happened with the Buffalo Sabres over the last however many years you want to talk about it. And it's just, it's really tough. If you are a Sabres fan, I think Buffalo is a proud hockey city. It is. And you can debate me and tell me all you want. That's not true because they've been bad. Folks, I'm going to tell you, we have now been ingrained in my family in the hockey culture of actually having my son play. And I am blown away. And I know this has always been the case. I think it might be even more so now because it's awesome to see so many girls playing hockey as well now these days. But I would say that I was blown away, and I've been blown away over the last year or so, of how hockey resonates all across this region at every level. And we are truly such a great hockey city. We can be. We should be. We are. And I understand that it's tough to say that when you have a team, a professional hockey team, that has gone 14 years of missing the playoffs. And I'm not one to come on and take cheap shots and make jokes and things like that. I'm not. I just get upset and frustrated because I'm like a lot of you. I grew up passionate about this team, going to games, and remembering a lot of great things. And maybe I'm older than some of you. I remember the 80s and the Boston Bruins fights in the Adams Division playoffs. And some of you remember the 90s, and that's your entry point into the Buffalo Sabres, and LaFontaine and McGillney and Dominic Hasek, and then going to a Stanley Cup in the late 90s. And some of you, maybe your entry point, like Josh, my producer, like Joe DiBiase, early 2000s, and then you get into 06, 07. Those are your formative years, and we all have those entry points. We all have those memories, right, to get this of what we have here, and that's what we're kind of holding on to, and it's so frustrating because as much as you say, and I get it all the time, I see it. I see people tweet me at Sell Sports. I get people calling, and they say it. Inevitably, I'm checked out. I'm done. All right? And you might be, but you'll be back. You'll be back. I don't think there's anybody that I don't believe anybody, at least. I have friends that have said it. I have friends that'll tell me I'm not buying season tickets, and that's fine. And they might not have, but they want to go. They're only doing it because they don't see the value in it necessarily. It's not because they don't love their hockey team anymore. I mean, we love this team, and when something like last night happens. Like I said, I'm not the one. I did tweet out, hey, I can't believe the Sabres had a goalie score on them and scored a goal, an own goal, you know, in their own empty net in the same season. But, I mean, it's easy to go down the hole of just making fun and LOLs and laughing. Like, that's not me. It's not my nature. It's not what I do. It's also just I'm not making fun. I want them to be good. I want them to be better. I want to go back to those days. And a lot of you, I have a son, you have kids, that you've been telling them how great like it was going to these games back then and watching this team play back in whatever it is. Again, your entry point. Maybe you grew up in the 70s with the Sabres and watching Gilbert Perreault skate around, right? 80s like me. I was late 70s, early 80s into the mid 80s. And they weren't that good, by the way, in the mid 80s. They missed the playoffs a couple times then. They got out in the first round to the Quebec Nordique a couple times. And then you, or maybe you're that. Maybe you're the person who, oh my God, you remember this being what's called a hockey town over a football town. I would always debate people about this. That, like, people would tell me all the time how, oh my God, Buffalo is much more of a hockey town. And you would say that because in 06, 07, and around that time period, the Sabres were so darn good, and the Bills were in the middle of a playoff drought. Pretty much the middle, by the way, of the playoff drought. The exact middle, 6-7 years in. 8 years in, you get my point. We didn't know when they're going to make the playoffs. And I hear that from people, and I would hear that. And I'd always say, no, I think that, like, I remember the Super Bowl years. There's nothing like when the Bills are really good. The truth is, we are both, right? The truth is, we are both. We love our football team, and it's a lot easier to love right now. They're really good. They're knocking on the door of a Super Bowl, and they have the freaking league MVP. But, you know, as much as you tell me, you might be checked out on the Sabres, and, you know, where you are as far as if you want to just not even pay attention. Yeah, maybe that's the case right now because they're in last place and you're not checking the scoreboard every day. But I just know that everybody here will be back. They will. We just need that to happen. And last night, when things like that happen, it hurts our faith so much, right? But all it takes is a nice winning streak to restore it. We've all done it. I did it. Earlier this year, I mean, they have a 13-game losing streak, and that kind of, you know, took them out of it. But there are a couple times where all of a sudden you have a little bit of an uptick. You're like, wait a minute. Every time I'm out, they pull me back in. Right? The old Godfather line, Godfather 3. I think that was it, Godfather 3. It's just tough, man. I don't know. I just don't see – I don't know. I guess I want to see the light, and people say at the end of the tunnel – a lot of people say there is no light at the end of the tunnel because of front office, ownership, whatever gets you there. I don't know. But in the meantime, I'll still be here. And it's not just because it's my job. It's because I want them to be good. And I want to see them in the playoffs. And I want them to win. I think a lot of you are in the same boat. It's just really hard. And last night was hard. Last night was hard to see that because of what happened at the end of the game, allowing a goal into your own net. And knowing where this team, this is not like a fluke that a team that's in first place in their division, second place in their division, they're going to the playoffs, and oh my God, I can't believe they had a terrible game and a terrible moment. It just seems like it compounds it. It's on top of each other. So I don't love being negative and starting off, but, and I try to be positive, a positive guy, and that's kind of why I wanted to start this way, because as much as it is tough to see, tough to watch, tough to talk about, we're all right there. I'm with you, and I think we all want to just be pulled in the same direction together. I just don't know when that's going to happen, and last night was tough seeing that. Luckily, we had some college basketball on at the same time last night. How about that, Josh? Did you flip it over to those late college basketball games after the Sabres game, or were you just like, I am out?
I mean, I stayed up for the first period of the Sabres game, then I went to bed, but I was checking in on some of the games throughout the afternoon. I mean, there were some great finishes. I was really bummed about UC San Diego. Yeah. I thought they were going to do it. I had them in a lot of my brackets, and I just had a really good feeling about them, and they kept Ooh. It close, but, you know, unfortunately, that's how March goes. So, but there were great games yesterday.
Yeah,
like, great
the way,
moments all over.
Yeah, for sure. excuse me, I'm in 309th place. So
I just checked in my best ones.
I know
UC
San Diego. I have Michigan going on. Okay, well that's good. Good for you. And by the way, if you're in it, remember you get points for the seeds if they win. So if UC San Diego would have won, you would have gotten 12 points because they're a 12 seed and a point for the round, which is worth 1 point in the first round. So I reward upsets here, and I also do the round by round scoring. Hey, let's flip it a little bit. All right, we just talked about everything going wrong here with the Sabres and where they are. And last night, a really tough night, obviously in Utah. We're going to flip it a little bit, talk some college hoops today. Got my buddy John Scott, WGRZ TV2, Channel 2 Sports Director, coming in at 11 a.m. out here. He lives in the South Town, so I got with John. I said, hey, why don't you come in, say hi. Hoping to see his lovely wife, Heather Prusak, as well. You know her from Buffalo Sports Media. And I know that everybody might not know out there, but I know it's public. They had a baby recently, Logan. So I said, bring Heather, bring Logan. We'll see. Maybe we can say hi to each other. But either way, John will join me at 11 a.m. And we got the games going on a little bit after that. And I have to talk to John about what Jeremy said. Will John get to admit on the record that the worst officiated game ever in the history of college basketball was when Ohio State beat Syracuse in the Elite Eight about, what, 10 years ago now? It has to be about. I have to look exactly what year that was. It's got to be about 10 years ago now. We'll see if we can get him to admit it. In the meantime, we'll also talk Bills with John, my buddy John Scott. We'll do that. And but before that, how about this? It is the sun is shining. I know it's a little bit chilly. The Buffalo Bisons open up next week. The Bisons open up next week. We are in baseball season, everybody. What is the I know that the minor league schedule has kind of morphed a little bit here and expanded both in the early part of the season and in the late part of the season. It's been a couple years, but if I remember right, and I have to go back and look, I think the Bisons might have opened on the road last year, which kind of that meant that they were at later to open the season. But we're going to be getting baseball games here in Buffalo next week downtown. How about that? Very cool. So anyway, that being said, Pat Malacaro is going to join me. And we are going to talk about the Bisons and their opening schedule, opening day, and what's going on. Pat Malacaro, of course, WGR Sports Radio 550. He is with Brian Colzio on the Sabres pre. Also is the play-by-play man for the Buffalo Bisons.